Overview. Protagonist: Gilgamesh, King of Uruk. Themes: friendship, the quest for immortality, the nature of humanity. Key points: Gilgamesh's rule starts as a tyrant, but evolves through his friendship with Enkidu. Enkidu's arrival: a wild man created by the gods to challenge Gilgamesh, but becomes his closest friend. Defeating Humbaba: Gilgamesh and Enkidu venture to the Cedar Forest to slay the guardian monster Humbaba. The Bull of Heaven, sent by the goddess Ishtar as punishment, defeated by Gilgamesh and Enkidu. Enkidu's death leads Gilgamesh to confront the reality of mortality. Quest for immortality: Gilgamesh's journey to find Anubishtim, the survivor of the Great Flood. The return: Gilgamesh returns to Uruk, accepting his mortality and valuing his legacy. Sumerian artifacts: the Standard of Ur. Description: a wooden box with scenes of war and peace inlaid with shell, lapis lazuli, and red limestone. Significance: reflects the social structure and daily life of early Mesopotamian civilization. Cuneiform tablets. Description: clay tablets inscribed with one of the earliest forms of writing. Significance: provides records of ancient laws, trade, literature, and daily activities. Egyptian artifacts. Rosetta Stone. Description: a granodiorite stele inscribed with a decree in three scripts: hieroglyphic, demotic, and Greek. Significance: key to deciphering Egyptian hieroglyphs, opening up the study of ancient Egyptian literature and civilization. Tutankhamun's tomb. Description: the nearly intact tomb of the pharaoh Tutankhamun, discovered in the Valley of the Kings. Significance: offers unparalleled insights into the material culture, religious beliefs, and artistic achievements of the New Kingdom period in Egypt. The Epic of Gilgamesh. Overview. Protagonist: Gilgamesh, King of Uruk. Themes: friendship, the quest for immortality, the nature of humanity. Key points: Gilgamesh's rule starts as a tyrant, but evolves through his friendship with Enkidu. Enkidu's arrival: a wild man created by the gods to challenge Gilgamesh, but becomes his closest friend. Defeating Humbaba: Gilgamesh and Enkidu venture to the Cedar Forest to slay the guardian monster Humbaba. The Bull of Heaven, sent by the goddess Ishtar as punishment, defeated by Gilgamesh and Enkidu. Enkidu's death leads Gilgamesh to confront the reality of mortality. Quest for immortality: Gilgamesh's journey to find Anubishtim, the survivor of the Great Flood. The return: Gilgamesh returns to Uruk, accepting his mortality and valuing his legacy. Sumerian artifacts: the Standard of Ur. Description: a wooden box with scenes of war and peace inlaid with shell, lapis lazuli, and red limestone. Significance: reflects the social structure and daily life of early Mesopotamian civilization. Cuneiform tablets. Description: clay tablets inscribed with one of the earliest forms of writing. Significance: provides records of ancient laws, trade, literature, and daily activities. Egyptian artifacts. Rosetta Stone. Description: a granodiorite stele inscribed with a decree in three scripts: hieroglyphic, demotic, and Greek. Significance: key to deciphering Egyptian hieroglyphs, opening up the study of ancient Egyptian literature and civilization. Tutankhamun's tomb. Description: the nearly intact tomb of the pharaoh Tutankhamun, discovered in the Valley of the Kings. Significance: offers unparalleled insights into the material culture, religious beliefs, and artistic achievements of the New Kingdom period in Egypt. The Sumerian origin of time and angles. The sexagesimal system. Invention: the Sumerians developed a base numerical system. Application: used for mathematics, astronomy, and the creation of their calendar. Astronomy and mythology. Observation: Sumerians were skilled astronomers, closely observing celestial bodies. Mythological significance: gods and celestial bodies were deeply intertwined in their mythology, influencing their numerical system. Degrees in a circle. Reasoning: possibly based on the Sumerian calendar, which used days, outlining with the approximate number of days in a solar year. Connection to astronomy. The division of the circle may reflect the Sumerians' observations of the sky, divided into segments for practical and ritual purposes. Minutes in an hour, seconds in a minute. Timekeeping reflects the sanctigismal system's influence on dividing hours and minutes. Legacy. This method of timekeeping was adopted by the Babylonians and passed down through history to us. Cultural impact. Mathematics. The base system facilitated calculations and the development of complex mathematical concepts. Architecture and engineering enabled precise measurements, contributing to the construction of monumental buildings. Mythological narratives. Creation stories. Sumerian myths, such as the Enuma Elish, may reflect their cosmological understanding and numerical system. Epic of Gilgamesh, while not directly related to timekeeping, illustrates the depth of Sumerian culture and their quest for understanding the cosmos. Legacy. Influence on subsequent cultures. Babylonians, Assyrians, and other Mesopotamian cultures adopted and adapted Sumerian timekeeping. Modern times. The sexagesimal system's impact is still felt today in our concepts of time and geometry. Connections between ancient Mesopotamian narratives and the Book of Genesis. Creation myths. Sumerian, Babylonian, Enuma Elish describes the creation of the world through the actions of multiple gods. Genesis describes creation in 7 days by a single god. Connection. The thematic element of bringing order out of chaos is central to both narratives. Flood stories. Gilgamesh epic features an Epistem who survives a great flood sent by the gods. Genesis, Noah's Ark story, where Noah survives a global flood sent by God. Connection. Both stories involve divine displeasure, a chosen survivor, a massive flood, and a promise or covenant afterward. Divine-human relations. Sumerian texts. The Anunnaki gods interact directly with humans, often in complex ways that include both support and punishment. Genesis but interacts with humans, providing guidance, commandments, and judgment. Connection. The dynamic between the divine and humanity, including themes of obedience, morality, and the consequences of actions. Numerical significance and timekeeping. Sumerian culture. Introduction of the sexagesimal system, influencing how time and geometry are conceptualized. Genesis, specific numbers play significant roles in days of creation, days and nights of rain. Connection, use of numbers to convey symbolic meaning and order in the universe. Words for God. Sumerian, Babylonian, various names for gods, goddesses reflecting their attributes and domains. Genesis, names for God Elohim, Yahweh reflect aspects of monotheism, power, and presence. Connection. The evolution of the concept of divinity from a pantheon to a singular omnipotent being. Shared themes across cultures. Mortality and immortality. Quests for understanding life and death. Gilgamesh's Adam and Eve story. Divine justice. Punishments and rewards from the divine perspective. Tower of Babel's Sumerian tales. Humanity's place in the universe. Reflections on the role and purpose of humans in a divinely created order. Reflection on the Century Beast texts. Cultural exchange. The Babylonian exile likely facilitated the exchange of ideas and stories, influencing the final compilation of Genesis. Synthesis of ideas. Genesis represents a monotheistic reinterpretation of earlier polytheistic myths, emphasizing themes of unity, morality, and the special covenant between God and humanity. The Long Skulls of Pericus, Red-Haired Giants of North America. The Long Skulls of Pericus. Location, Pericus, Peru. Culture, Pericus Civilization. Beasts. Discoveries. Skulls with elongated shapes due to cranial deformation practices. Significance. Practiced intentionally, possibly for aesthetic or social status reasons. Sparse theories about extraterrestrial connections, though not supported by mainstream science. Research. Meta-analysis suggests genetic diversity, intriguing scholars about their origins and practices. Red-haired giants of North America. Location, various sites in North America, including Nevada's Lovelock Cave. Legends, Native American tales, and century reports of unusually tall skeletons with red hair. Archaeological evidence. Some findings of larger than average skeletal remains, though often within human variation. Debate over the evidence's interpretation and authenticity. Cultural impact. It inspired various theories, including lost tribes and ancient civilizations. Challenges conventional historical narratives, though often lack scientific support. Common themes. Human diversity. Both stories reflect the incredible variety in human physical and cultural expressions. Mystery and speculation, fuel for numerous theories, from scientific to pseudoscientific and supernatural. Cultural interpretation, how different cultures understand and represent physical differences. Scientific inquiry, encourages ongoing research into human history and prehistoric cultures. Conclusion. While captivating, these stories highlight the need for careful scientific analysis and open-mindedness towards human history's complexities. They underscore the importance of distinguishing between myth and fact, respecting cultural narratives, while pursuing empirical evidence. Gilgamesh's tomb and the testing. Gilgamesh's tomb discovery claim. Flame rumors and speculative reports claim the discovery of Gilgamesh's tomb near the Tigris River in Iraq. Reality. No credible archaeological evidence supports the existence or discovery of Gilgamesh's actual tomb. The Epic of Gilgamesh is a significant piece of ancient literature, but historical verification of Gilgamesh's existence through a tomb discovery remains unsubstantiated. Neptestin and Sumerian royalty. Speculation. Theories suggesting that tests on Sumerian royalty could reveal non-human or Anunnaki ancestry. Scientific perspective. Their research on ancient remains provides insights into human genetics, not mythical or extraterrestrial connections. Ancient populations, including Sumerians, show typical human genetic diversity. The Anunnaki connection. Mythical beings. The Anunnaki are part of Sumerian mythology, not historical figures. Misinterpretation. Speculative theories often misinterpret ancient myths as literal historical accounts. Conclusion and insights. Myths, reality, it's crucial to differentiate between mythological narratives and archaeological evidence. Scientific methodology, archaeology and genetics rely on rigorous science to understand human history. Cultural impact, ancient myths like those involving Gilgamesh and the Anunnaki continue to fascinate, but should not be confused with scientific facts. Investigating extraterrestrial presence on Earth. Net analysis. Collection. Secure biological samples, suspected to be non-earthly in origin. Comparison. Analyze genetic material for unique characteristics absent in Earth life. This includes unusual nucleotide sequences, different molecular structures beyond the double helix, or novel amino acids. Synthesis. Determine if the life form's genetic coding system is radically different, suggesting an extraterrestrial origin. Language and communication. Deciphering. Study any symbols, sounds, or communication methods left behind for patterns that indicate a language. Technology interaction. Use computational linguistics in a defined structure or semantics in alien communications. Cultural context. Infer social structures, technology levels, and philosophical concepts from the language, enhancing understanding of the species civilization. Constructed artifacts. Archaeological analysis. Examine physical objects for materials, construction techniques, and functional purposes alien to Earth technologies. Contextual dating. Estimate the age of artifacts to understand the timeline of extraterrestrial visitation or influence. Technological assessment. Reverse engineer or study the artifacts to uncover technological advancements and possible applications. Greek narrative of Oans and the Aklu. Origins, Oans. A creature with the body of a fish and the head of a human, emerged from the Persian Gulf to teach humanity various arts and sciences, according to Babylonian mythology. Aklu, semi-divine being sent by the god Enki to impart wisdom on civilization, agriculture, and architecture to humans, predating Greek interpretations. Cultural impact. The narrative of Oans and the Aklu blends mythology with the idea of ancient knowledge bearers, possibly influencing later Greek and Mesopotamian stories of divine or semi-divine figures guiding humanity. Conclusion. Interdisciplinary approach. Combining fields such as astrobiology, linguistics, and archaeology is crucial in understanding and verifying extraterrestrial interactions with Earth. Mythology and history. Ancient narratives like those of Owens and the Akla provide fascinating insights into how early civilizations interpreted the unknown, often blending real observations with mythological explanations. Comparing mythological narratives in Ki, Enlil, Noah, and Zeus. Ikki Sumerian mythology. World god of water, knowledge, mischief, crafts, and creation. Significant myth. Enki creates mankind from clay to serve the gods. Interaction with humanity. Acts as a protector of humanity, often intervening on their behalf. Notable story. Aids Atrahasis by warning him of the flood sent by the gods, instructing him to build an ark. Enlil Sumerian mythology. World god of air, wind, earth, and storms. Seen as the leader of the pantheon. Significant myth. Orders the great flood to reduce the human population, which he believes is too noisy and disruptive. Interaction with humanity. Often portrayed as imposing severe punishments, but also capable of benevolence. Contrast with Enki. While Enki seeks to protect and preserve humanity, Enlil is more willing to enact harsh judgments. No Hebrew Bible. Woe. Righteous man chosen by God to survive the great flood. Significant myth. Builds an ark to save his family and two of every animal species from the flood sent by God as punishment for humanity's wickedness. Interaction with divinity. Follows God's commands faithfully, leading to the preservation of life on earth. Post-flood covenant. God promises never to destroy all life with a flood again, establishing a covenant with humanity. Says Greek mythology. Woe, king of the gods, ruler of Mount Olympus, god of the sky, lightning, thunder, law, order, and justice. Significant myth. Leads the Olympian gods to victory against the Titans. Interaction with humanity. Known for both punishing and aiding mortals, his actions are driven by both justice and personal whims. Notable story. Unlike the direct role in a global flood, Zeus's wrath manifests in various punishments towards humanity and individual mortals, depending on the myth. Comparison and contrast. Divine judgment and mercy. Enlil and Noah's god decide on a flood as divine retribution, while Enki and Noah focus on survival and mercy. Humanity's role. Enki and Noah are protectors and saviors of humanity, whereas Enlil and Zeus are supreme judges with the power to inflict catastrophic punishments. Post-myth impact. Noah's story concludes with a promised covenant, while the Sumerian and Greek stories often end with a return to the status quo or a lesson for humanity. Cultural reflections. Each narrative reflects its culture's views on divinity, morality, and the human condition, highlighting themes of power, responsibility, and the capricious nature of the gods.